Hello, my name is Chris Oliver and I'm Chief Executive of Lancashire and South Cumbria NHS Foundation Trust. And welcome to episode 5 of our podcast, In Conversation with a CEO. The podcast aims to provide listeners with an oversight into services provided by the Trust. And today I'm joined by Becky Simpson, who is our Safer Staffing Matron, and we're going to be talking about our internationally educated nurses and healthcare support workers. So really nice to meet you, Becky.
Nice to meet with you, Chris.
Fab. So let's start then, Becky, by talking, how do we attract our internationally educated nurses and healthcare support workers, and what support do we give them when they're with the organisation?
Yeah, okay. So in terms of our internationally educated nurses, we actually began our journey back in 2018. We worked with a recruitment agency who helps us to source and attract potential candidates. So we began interviewing in 2018 and actually saw our first arrivals early 2019. So what happens once we have some candidates who are appropriate to be interviewed, some clinicians within the Trust, supported by our recruitment team, conduct some interviews with the nurses, and if successful, of course, we then begin the recruitment process. So in order to work as a nurse in the UK, there's a number of things that the nurses have to do in order to be able to register with the Nursing and Midwifery Council. So the first thing they need to be looking at is taking their English language exam. Once they've passed that, they're then looking at doing their computer-based test, which is a theory test. And at that point, we start looking at the arranging a start date with the nurses, so looking at when is going to be a good time for them to move over here to the UK and commence employment with the Trust. Throughout that time, prior to arrival, we have our practice educators keeping in contact, keeping that almost making sure we're offering it sort of a personalised care offer to the nurses, trying to ease any anxieties. Keeping in touch, keeping them interested in the position. Then once they come and arrive into the UK, they are supported to with some accommodation that we provide as a Trust for up to 12 weeks. In the initial 12 weeks of employment with the Trust, they're undertaking what we call OSCE training. So in order to register with the NMC, they need to complete and pass their OSCE training, which is an observed structural clinical examination. And once they've passed that, then they become a registered nurse and begin practicing as registered nurses within our clinical areas.
That's fantastic. And I know I've met a couple of our internationally educated nurses, and I can't imagine that moving it from your home thousands of miles away and sometimes leaving family members to come over and work in the UK is just a huge, huge life event, isn't it? So can you just talk to us about how you support the nurses when they're working here? And because I know that we go out and we look and support accommodation after that 12 weeks, help find areas and just talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so like you've already said, Chris, it's a huge life event for the nurses when they come in to live and work in the UK. And quite often the nurses are coming alone, so they're leaving all of the loved ones behind. And we really acknowledge that as an employer, as a Trust, we're often the closest thing they've got to a connection to the UK. So we must make sure that we're offering a really robust support package to them. So some of the things that we do is on arrival, the nurses already have their accommodation sorted and paid for them for the first 3 months. When it comes to nearing the time of the 3 month contract ending with the temporary accommodation, they're supported by our recruitment team to source some more permanent accommodation. In addition to that, we're supporting with all kinds of things such as registering with GPs, giving tours of the local areas, and obviously as well, social inclusion is a really big factor. So we make sure that our nurses are put in touch with other some international networks that are already set up, but as well kind of creating our own community really of nurses and making sure that the social needs are met. In addition to that, it's just really being on hand for anything really, any kind of anything that crops up, any emotional support that's required. A lot of our practice educators tend to have the work phones on and be taking calls out of hours because we know how life just happens, I guess. So we really make sure to try and do our best just to support, because obviously I couldn't personally imagine ever having to up and leave and move countries. So we're really, really passionate about continuously improving our pastoral support offer in line with feedback from our nurses, really. And one of the things that came up as a really strong theme is we use a lot of slang, a lot of jargon. So it's kind of understanding the common words that'll come up in practice. And just in each of the different localities, really, within that the trust covers. So just trying to think of the things that seem little to us are really big and important things to the nurses who aren't familiar with our ways of living, our practices. So we're extremely committed to constantly evolving and improving our offer. And we're really, really proud to have recently achieved our Pastoral Care Quality Award for international nurses, and that's been awarded to us by NHS England. And it's just a recognition, really, of our commitment to offering the highest standard of pastoral care to our nurses, and we couldn't have achieved that without the collaborative working between our clinical practice educators and as well our recruitment project team. So we're really proud of that.
That's fantastic. You absolutely should be really proud of that. It's brilliant to hear, and it's so important that we look after people's well-being. You know, we spend a lot of time in work, but these people have travelled thousands of miles, haven't we? So, as you said, it's a huge life event. Can you just talk to me a bit more about the impact that our recruitment of internationally educated nurses had on our wards and community teams?
Yeah, so of course we all know that there's a real difficulty, and there has been for some time, in terms of recruiting registered nurses, and there's a high level of vacancies. That's a national issue, and international recruitment's a really important part of our workforce supply strategy. In terms of the impact on vacancies, we are so lucky to have recruited and retained 76 registered mental health nurses so far, and in addition to that, we've got another 22 in country currently undergoing their OSCE exams. So in terms of the impact they've had on our vacancies as a trust, that's been significant, and we're so grateful that, you know, that they've chosen to come and work for us here at LSCFT. In terms of the skills and experience that the nurses bring, that's immeasurable. A lot of the nurses that come to the UK and that we've recruited so far are educated to at least master's level. They've got loads of years of experience, various different clinical settings, both mental health and physical health. And as well, just that different life experience and all that brings. And they've contributed so much in terms of, you know, enhancing that skill mix on the clinical within the clinical areas.
That's fantastic. And to think that we've just going to have just short of 100 internationally educated nurses within the organisation is fantastic. And something that we're really committed to at the Trust is development in role and progression. And have we seen any of our internationally educated nurses? We know it would start at band fives, and for those of us, our listeners, at band five would be your entry level for a staff nurse in the NHS. Have we seen any of our internationally educated nurses progress up the bands?
Yeah, so we're really pleased to say that a number of our international educated nurses have been successful in achieving band six roles. So that's senior nurse roles on the inpatient wards, deputy ward manager roles, and as well we have some nurses that have taken up practice education roles, including one nurse who actually works within our practice education team that supports the internationally educated nurses, and having kind of her experience of going through the journey herself, yeah. And that support that she brings to the nurses and the contribution to the team is just fantastic. So we're really happy with that. And in addition to that, like you say, we're really committed to supporting that development of our internationally educated nurses. So it's just about us understanding any additional training or support they need with the transition to UK nursing, and just supporting them to kind of be the leaders, our future leaders. So
perfect, absolutely, that's fantastic. And we've talked quite a lot about our nurses, our registered nurses, but obviously we've got a huge workforce of health support workers as well. And can you talk to me how we've been investing and supporting the development of that cohort of the team?
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, with our healthcare support workers, our unregistered workforce, we really, really recognise the valuable contribution that they make to care delivery. And also, we also acknowledge the real need to invest in the development and retention of those staff members. And that's something that's acknowledged across the NHS, with NHS England actually making additional funding available for that purpose, for the development and retention of healthcare support workers. So as a trust, we've been able to secure additional funding to increase our pastoral support offer to healthcare support workers, and as well to invest in the development and retention of them. So some of the ways in which we've used that additional funding is by introducing a pastoral support worker role for the healthcare support workers. So we have two people in post at the moment, and the type of support they provide is so like shadow shifts for brand new starters, so just easing them into, you know, the new work environments, any concerns that may come up. They offer reflective conversations, if there's been anything that's on the mind, anything that they want to clarify, any clinical skills that they feel they want to explore a little bit further, and as well a lot of like wellbeing conversations and signposting. And so far, the feedback we've had from the healthcare support workers that have engaged with those staff members has been just fantastic. So we're really, really happy with how that's going so far, and really recognise the important need, really, to be making sure that we're supporting our healthcare workforce, our support worker workforce, in terms of retention. And in terms of development, we've actually put together a 5-day enhanced care certificate training course. So that's available to both our new starters, our new healthcare support workers, or any unregistered staff member starting with the trust. And that the aim of that is to kind of equip them with the skills and the knowledge that they need to be able to go out onto the wards. They know what to expect, and it just kind of eases their anxiety, really, and it allows them to enter the clinical areas and be able to provide that high standard of care that we strive for. And it's also open to existing staff members, existing unregistered staff members within the trust, and it acts as kind of a refresher training, really. And because nursing practice is ever changing, there's always something new to learn, and it just makes sure that our healthcare support workers are up to date, the practice is evidence based, and it's a lot of fun too. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what I think is really good that the nursing team have developed is that career structure plan on a page, where you can come in as an apprentice into the organisation straight the way through. We'll support you through your nurse training, and yeah. And there's a career pathway then all the way up to director of nursing, yeah. And chief nurse, which is just incredible, and something that we're really committed to for both our internationally educated nurses, but entry for all, you know, all nursing and healthcare support workers. So thank you so much, Becky. It's been great talking to you again about the work that you and the team do. So please pass on my thanks. And it's great to see those numbers increase, and we look forward to welcoming more colleagues into the organisation.
Thanks very much.
If you'd like to understand any more about the information we've talked about in today's episode, or anything about the organisation as a whole, you can look on our website, which is lscft.nhs.uk. And all the information and contact details are on there.